WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden hunkered down at Camp David, taking part in full 90-minute mock debates in preparation for next week's presidential debate between Biden and former President Trump. Trump not doing mock debates, but sources say he's held a number of policy meetings with Republican allies. A bipartisan push in the Senate to designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism.
It would make Russia even more of a pariah state. That if you wanted to do business with Russia after we make them a state sponsor of terrorism, you do so at your own peril.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. More cases on tap at the Supreme Court this morning. Justices have a little more a week to go with more than a dozen opinions to hand down. South Korea is summoning the Russian ambassador to protest the country's new defense pact with North Korea. This comes as South Korea fired warning shots Thursday to repel North Korean soldiers who crossed the border. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu could have a resolution in her child neglect case. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer had a status conference in Manitowoc County Court on Thursday afternoon. She's facing child neglect charges in Elijah's disappearance in February, and she's due back in court July 1st. Police in Milwaukee report a 22-year-old driver and passengers ages 19 and 20 were killed and a 22-year-old passenger seriously injured early Thursday morning when their speeding car crashed into parked vehicles. And a public hearing on whether or not former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao will be allowed to resume teaching at the university has concluded. Gao was dismissed as chancellor last year after he and his wife posted porn videos online.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms. And storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently, 63 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. A heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. We'll be right back.
got the look. And she goes,
Max FM.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, one of my favorite organizations in Baraboo, People Helping People. Reverend Bill Harris and his crew always doing amazing things to help folks right here in this community. Whether it's making sure families have food, kids have school supplies, gracing us with those amazing brat fries, or detailing our vehicles, they've got a lot going on. Now, if you want more information about all the programs that they have to offer, or if you'd love to volunteer with People Helping People, check out their website, phpofwisconsin.org.
99.7 Max FM. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was a summer of 69. Tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms. And storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently 63 degrees.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
What is happening here? Something's going on.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. If you're looking forward to the 4th of July this year, we would invite you to attend the Baraboom's Fireworks Celebration in its brand new location this year. It's going to be held over at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Grounds. That is on Connie Road, of course. We're talking an evening of live music, a kids area, first responder open house, food trucks, a beer garden, and it's all going to end with that amazing Festival Foods fireworks display at dusk. The gates for this open at 5 o'clock. Of course, admission to the event is always free, and we would love to see you over at UW Baraboo Sauk County for this super fun community event. Now, if you do want more information about the Baraboom's fireworks display, head over to baraboo.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Just like it.